Bible reading from the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 6. Is that right? Nope, chapter 5, excuse me. Daniel chapter 5. So next week, having read chapter 6, Lord willing, we will be done with the predicaments, and then we'll be moving on to the prophecies. Right? You remember our two-step outline in the book of Daniel. So here we are in chapter 5 then. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. The king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." And came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonied. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Forasmuch as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass and iron and wood and stone, which see not nor hear nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this is the writing, and this writing was written, and this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, the reading is very straightforward. The story is very straightforward. There are a few things, I think, that are very, very worthy of notice. The first thing is this, that remember the queen that comes in, she is either Belshazzar's mother or grandmother. She is either the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar or the surviving wife of Nebuchadnezzar. Or she was married, perhaps, to Nabonidus, which would have been Belshazzar's mother, because Nabonidus was his father. We skip over a generation. And so when it says here that Nebuchadnezzar was Belshazzar's father, we know from history that there was another regnal unit, a king, that was in between them, and his name was Nabonidus. Some have said he was co-ruler with Belshazzar, and that was true for a time, but that was because they were father and son, and the kingdom was being rolled over to Belshazzar. So she comes in, and she has a suggestion that he called Daniel in. Notice also that none of the men can read. They can't even read what is being said there. That Daniel reads it, which probably purports that it was written in Hebrew on the wall. And so that's why they had no understanding of it. They couldn't even read it, let alone interpret it. Notice also that as long as there was at least a tacit recognition of the true God in Babylon, that the Lord let them be. But that when Belshazzar brought God's vessels into his drunken party and used them to praise the gods of gold and silver, iron and wood and stone, it was at that point then that the Lord would take him down. Nebuchadnezzar had established at least a modicum of respect for the true God and given him honor publicly. Twice we have read of that, where Nebuchadnezzar said, if anybody speaks a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that their houses should be made a dunghill. You remember that? And then also in chapter 4, we heard, now I praise and extol the God of heaven, and so on. So there existed, at least in a time, for the children of Israel, the right to practice their religion in obedience to God, as much as it was possible for them to do so with the temple in its ruins. and they had the sanction of the government of Babylon to do so. But then Belshazzar comes in and makes a mockery of the God of Israel, and it is at that point that the hand begins writing on the wall. Notice that the Lord dispatched Belshazzar very quickly. The reason he dispatched him so quickly is because he sinned against knowledge. This is the use we must make of this passage. That he knew everything that went on with regard to his grandpa, Nebuchadnezzar. He knew that Nebuchadnezzar had been made like a beast. And it was for his pride that he was made like a beast. And it was for his refusal to acknowledge the reign of the true God over all kingdoms. Listen to what Daniel tells him in verse 22. "And thou his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of the house," and so on and so on. So there is a particular knowledge. This knowledge, by the way, is obviously seen even before Daniel mentions it. You know why? Because when the hand began writing on the wall, Belshazzar was so scared in that fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation that shall devour the adversaries, that's how it's said in the book of Hebrews, that his knees began to knock together. He knew he had crossed the God of heaven, and this was the sign of his crossing the God of heaven. He had sinned against knowledge. This is the end of all those who sin against knowledge. You recognize that, right? Oh, we can for a time, can't we? Human beings like us. We can for a time. We can put that knowledge out. We can say, "I didn't know." Several times in Scripture, the Lord will say to a sinner, "Don't say you didn't know. You sinned against knowledge. You sinned against light." And so when that judgment comes, it will not come unexpectedly. That knowledge makes that sin and the judgment that comes even more fearful. This is a great time to stop and to encourage ourselves by this negative example of Belshazzar never to sin against light. Sinning against light brings consequences that are only doubled down by our own knowledge of those sins and the judgment that should follow upon us. Children, sometimes you get hurt. And it hurts, and you begin crying, and you're out of sorts. And the more you cry and the more you're out of sorts, the worse you feel and the worse the injury feels. And your parents, what do? They try to calm you down because they know that if they can get you calmed down and make you less miserable in your emotions, that you'll be less miserable in your pain. You're crying and bellowing and wailing only makes things worse. The same thing is true, spiritually speaking, of Belshazzar here. The expectation of judgment that he had only made his fear worse, so that there was a physical manifestation. This is a king, the king of a nation, and yet as he sits in his palace with a party going on around him, his knees are doing this. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how afraid he was? He was so afraid because he knew. And so Daniel tells him, "You knew all of this, and yet you have not humbled yourself. You have not learned from your father's mistakes and from the chastisement that your father has suffered. And so here is the sentence. Mene, mene, twice. Twice it is said. You have been measured or numbered and finished. Your kingdom is measured or numbered, and now it is finished. God has brought an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Upharsin, and then as it says, Peres, what Daniel does here is he reads it off of the wall. Upharsin, which is a particular Hebrew conjugation, but the root word is perez, and it means taken or divided. Your kingdom will be taken and divided to the Medes and Persians. Notice that there is no negotiation. There is no, well, what if I repent? No, the time for repentance is over. May I say it this way? If we sin against light, the time for repentance with God is always shorter than if we're not sinning against light, if we're sinning in ignorance. Because He is just. Because God is just. If we are sinning not against light, if we're sinning in ignorance, we will find God patient and drawing. If we're sinning against light, we will find that the time of repentance is substantially shorter. Here, not at all. It is time for Babylon to come to an end. And so it does that night. And Darius the Mede then is set up as the kingdom over Babylon, and Belshazzar is slain that very night. Well, not a happy ending for Belshazzar, but as we see the relationship develop and blossom between Daniel and Darius, we see a happy time coming for Daniel and for Darius as he learns to honor the Most High God. With that then, let's stand.